Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
There's nowhere to go. Oh, no. You made your choice.
Major league pension, about $280,000 if you spend 10 years in the big league starting at age 62. Good work if you can find it. Now all you have to do is accomplish the toughest thing in sports. Hit a 93-mile-an-hour slider.
And play for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
What percentage of players play 10 years or longer, Frank? Take
Nobody.
A guess.
5%?
15%? Way lower than that.
Five-ish?
Five?
I think it's four.
Wow. Did you get 10?
I got 13, yeah.
Wow. So you're going to start collecting at age 62.
They'll start saying no, Frank, in a few years on these little get-togethers on the radio.
I'll tell you, I'll start paying you to come on the radio. How's that? Instead of coming here for free.
So wait a minute. So all of a sudden, you're not collecting any of your major league pension now?
Or not yet.
Okay. So all of a sudden, when you turn 62,
right,
you're going to make 280.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that much because I said 280 projected his years when that would be 25 or 30 years from now. The ceiling only moves. The interesting thing about the magic pension is it's actually overfunded. So the fact that it's overfunded and the way the stock market has been, I think it's a large percentage of stock market value is. We have to wait for the government to raise the ceiling every year.
Wow. Unbelievable. So. All right, let's hit some music, and let's hit Andy with some no-hedging questions. All right. The cheapest thing you did as a minor leaguer in terms of fueling your body, what would you eat with that, small minor league money? I know you weren't there very long, but what kinds of things would you do to get by with not much money?
Well, first of all, $7 a day doesn't go very far. Okay, let's get that one straight. $600 a month doesn't go very far. That was my first year in the minor leagues. So live on that, eat on that, perform on that. Go to Captain D's Buffet and eat fried food before a baseball game. That's very healthy for a young athlete at 19 years old. That's an efficient way to feed an athletic body.
That would explain that four-air game in Louisville it was, right?
The Jim Fregosi game.
The amount of times you were sent to the principal's office at New Hartford Central High School.
And you know who the principal was?
I wanted to confirm the Wikipedia story. Your dad was your high school principal.
Principal.
So did you get lenient treatment or
Let me tell you, here's an interesting one. The best story I got about that is... I had a homeroom my senior year, and if you were late, you needed a pink slip to be allowed to be late for homeroom. Well, every time we had a basketball game, I would sleep in and go to homeroom late. Our homeroom was like the first, it was sort of like at my high school, it was sort of like a study hall. They gave you a half hour, make sure everybody got checked in before you went to your first class. I would always show up like 1 minute before it was done.
Pampered athlete, Frank. You know, big basketball game the night before.
So anyways, I came in one day, and one of the, hoodlums, that we called them hoodlums back then, kids that smoked or did whatever in high school, they weren't geeks and they weren't athletes, so we just figured they were hoodlums. They smoked. So he started ragging on me about always being late and being the principal's son. I told him, shut up, I was going to go over and kick his butt. So I sat down, he chirped again. Oh, man, it's like something. I said, say it one more time, I'm going to come and kill you. So he says it again. I walked up, he was in the first row. I picked him up out of his chair, and I punched him once when he was on the ground. And my buddy stopped me from killing him. We were sent to the principal's office. He went first, the kid I beat up. He was in there 10 minutes. He walks out. I went in there second. He sat down. He goes, tell me what happened. He said, well, Dad, he was ragging on you. I got mad. He goes, well, did you kick his butt? I said, yeah. He goes, terrific. He says, you're suspended for 1 week.
And events like with us are hit and run. True or false, you're the only big leaguer to hit a home run off a guy where you had his poster in your room growing up?
Well, statistically, I don't know. But I'm the only one who's told that story. It is absolutely true. I was 22, first weekend in the big leagues. We went to Shea Stadium. My hero was Tom Seaver. Had a poster in my growing up. Mets were my team. Had a poster of Tom Seaver. my second big league homer on a 2-1 slider. I hit it in the upper deck in Shea Stadium.
Wow.
So that was probably one of the coolest moments in my lifetime.
If Mike Matheny were managing the 2019 Cardinals, how different would the record be, in your opinion? Same?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
About the same?
About the same. Who knows? I mean, but basically the team has been, what, a 500 team the last few years, basically? And there hasn't been a jump in productivity and shown that this is a team that can compete in postseason for the last few years. So you can say that, you know, they're better managed now or worse managed. It doesn't matter. I mean, the mere fact is it's talent that determines how good the Cardinals are going to be, not the manager.
If Mike Matheny does get the Kansas City Royals job next season and he were to come to you in the offseason and say, how should I change? What would you suggest? One or two things.
My first advice would be to tell him that the media is not his enemy.
It's good.
That they have a job to do, just like you do when you manage a baseball team. And with a little more wisdom, you can actually use the media to your advantage. And I think the greatest example of that is the Hall of Fame, Whitey Herzog, used the media to his advantage. And there are times when you're not always going to agree with your player, with your wife, with your children, and with the media. But you have to keep a relationship in all aspects of your life. And to break that relationship doesn't benefit anybody, and it doesn't benefit him as a manager.
All right, I remember the trade to Pittsburgh, and I swear, I was a kid reading the paper, and there was a quote from Andy Van Slyke that this is really a bummer, my garden just came around or something. Was there some quote from Andy Van Slyke about your garden when you were traded?
Yes.
All right, so that was accurate. I remember for years, it was like, I love the Cardinals. He said, my damn garden just came in.
You probably saw it in Sporting News where Andy led Major League Baseball in most quotable national quotes in the They Said It section. Every week,
well,
you got a quote
in there. The thing is, Frank, that these players today don't realize just how stupid the media is. They ask the dumbest questions. and to come up with, you got to come up with some rhetorical, you know, answers. You got to come up with some answers that don't make any sense. And so you got to have a plan when you're dealing with dumb people.
So what was the dumb question?
That's
how do you feel?
You.
Like, you know, I mean, like, you know.
So the garden thing was to kind of mess with them back a little
bit. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if I had a garden back then, but I just kind of made it up. And most of my answers and most of my statements and my opinions are made up anyway, so.
Yeah, for years I pictured him in the back with a little apron and digging in the soil.
Well, here's the reality. I have had gardens, and yes, I have, so.
But that line was somewhat in jest.
A little bit.
All right. How many times did you see Jim Leland actually smoking in the dugout?
I've seen Jim Leland smoking in a shower naked with other players. So
thanks for that.
Smoking in the dugout. Vision. Smoking in the dugout is absolutely
nothing.
I mean, and he didn't care. I mean, he didn't care if the camera was on him or not. He didn't care what the league said. Jim Leland's going to smoke. That's just the way it is.
He had a pretty good way of holding it, though, where it was.
It looked like, you know, you would think he was smoking a joint the way he held it.
Before you got hurt recently and had your surgery, if you were to go to Busch Stadium and you were to get 10 pitches, say 75 miles an hour, how many could you hit out?
Well, give me a couple weeks to practice first. With today's balls or the balls that I play with?
Today's balls.
Oh, gosh, 10 for 10.
Oh, and Frank, that spring
10 for 10, I mean, the way the ball is today, it's the difference between a Bellotto ball back in the 70s and the four-piece ball today.
Good way of putting it,
Frank, that spring training average for Andy in 1997, 545.
Oh, was it that high?
545.
Wow.
Our staff here looked it up. Hey, my last one for me, quick hit.
Yeah.
A Michigan football game. Is that a top five sporting event for people to attend? Would you recommend it?
Only if they're playing Ohio State. Yeah. It's. I don't know if it's top five. It depends how much you like college football. But, you know, the interesting thing about a football game at Michigan, even if you're playing Ohio State, it's not very loud. The way the stadium's built, it doesn't hold in noise. I've been to a football game in Ohio State much louder. Been to a football game at Penn State packed much louder.
Don't want to bury the lead in our last question. But you became a scratch golfer within a year or two, and then you got bored with the game?
Not bored. It's just like, you know, I played a lot of tournaments, celebrity tournaments.
You won the celebrity one.
Yeah. The last two I played, I actually won. But
now golf really doesn't interest you that much?
I mean, it does, but not
Clousy over here is playing every day and really proud when he hits
83.
No, but
my point being is, like, you know, if I started fading off, and when I started coaching, my game struggled, and I just didn't have any interest to get it back at the level I did before I was coaching.
But think, Frank, he makes it all-star baseball player, then get scratch golfer, then he gets into weightlifting. It's like, we're going to see him over
and
at...
And you could put your elbow on the rim in basketball.
At one time.
I'm thinking maybe NHRA, Senior League, Hot Rodder. What's next on that bucket list?
What were you bad at?
AM radio host.
Huh?
You, what one athletic
spelling.
Thing?
Spelling,
all right.
Oh, dyslexia.
But what about anything athletically?
No.
Did you play football?
Yes.
What position?
I quit the last couple of years, though. I was a kick. Well, here's an interesting thing about my football career. Was my sophomore, junior, and senior year, the football coach wanted me to close and punt because I could punt a ball, you know, 50 yards in the air, even in high school. And he said, just come to the games Friday night. You don't even have to come to practice. I said, nope. I'm not doing it. So.
All right. Good stuff. Andy, an honor to have you in here, sir. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Frank.
He can't lift weights. He might as well just stop by here more often, right?
That's right. We'll be back. I think we'll have Dr. Rick in our 11 o'clock hour, too. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.